The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Live!
Who's the new sensation? Me? Am I the new sensation out there?
Yeah,
Tulo?
Today
I am the new sensation. This is Arthur Idala, not Joe Piscopo, although we do expect there to be a phone call in from the great Joseph Piscopo. Does anybody have any idea what part of Italy he's in right now?
I think they were heading to Vesuvius.
Oh,
Pompeii.
Yeah.
So that's where I believe
he was going to stay on the bus for Pompeii, if I'm
right.
not mistaken.
Correct. I don't think he wanted to see the, you know, frozen dead people in ash kind of thing.
Really?
So, yeah.
I mean, I know Joe's got some aversions to things like food.
Right. But he said he's been eating. So, I mean, listen, if you don't eat fresh pasta from the motherland, I mean, come on.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Happy Friday, everybody. I asked Joe Sebilia to make this a fun Friday. Sebilia, will it be a fun Friday?
I think so. I mean, you know, you never know.
I love the confidence. We have confidence here at AM 970 by Joe Sebilia. I think so. Really?
Well, you can never be too sure.
It's like the guy jumping out of the plane. Is the parachute going to work? Yeah, I think so.
I hope so. Yeah, it depends on your definition of fun. You know, I think you'll have fun. And
really?
I think if you have fun, the listeners will have fun.
As I mentioned to the great Al Gattulo, as I got a text this morning from Joan, the producer on my show, Take a Picture with Gattulo, I had a motion that is due today, and that would be a legal motion. That's like when you ask the court to make a ruling on something. You're moving the court. Like, hey, court, could you do me a favor and move on this? And I wound up getting sucked in reading it and dealing with it until I hit the hay at 1. And the alarm clock went off at 4:40.
Oof.
How are we feeling about
that's
that?
That's late.
What time are you going to sleep these days?
I try to get into bed by 9:30. It's usually after 10. And last night I was disgusted because you know, they have the Thursday Night Football on Amazon now, which,
thing disgusts me, man. That is so uncool.
I think the Thursday night game is a little bit too much now at this point. I think we're playing too many days a week. First it was Sunday, then it's Monday, now it's Saturday. They're in England. Come on, enough already. I get that the league wants to be super important, but for almost 5 months out of the year, you're the only game in town. I mean, enough already. We don't have to play football.
Hold on, back up. What do you mean they're the only game?
In other words, they own Sundays for the majority of the fall and into the winter.
Yeah, they own one day of the week.
Right?
But, you know, you got basketball going on. You got
I understand that, but the more eyeballs watch football than the other sports. I mean, let's face it. It's, again, on a Sunday, it's pretty much the only game in town. Sure, there's basketball or hockey going on. There's not that many viewers. The problem I have
with
last
night. What
about
all the pre-Olympic stuff that's going on Sundays?
Please.
Skiing.
Stop.
Ice skating.
Stop. Now what do they have? Now they have people throwing bean bags or whatever.
Well, how about this?
Cornhole, I believe.
Yeah. What, this pickleball thing's gone nuts.
Yeah.
LeBron James just bought a franchise.
Yeah.
See,
again.
The great sport that I found out about when I...
I can't hear you, Joe. What did you say?
The great sport that
sound a little muffled.
The great sport that I found out about when I came to Queens for the first time.
Queens, not Brooklyn. Queens.
Not Queens. Queens. I went to Queens for the first time. Was that paddleball game that everyone plays on the handball wall?
That's not just in Queens. They play it everywhere. They play it in all the five bars.
Well, I had never seen it before.
I saw it
in the movie Big.
What is that paddleball game? You mean paddleball?
Yeah, paddleball.
That paddleball game.
Yeah, it's called
paddleball.
The three walls, and you try not to get the ball out of the wall.
As Joe Biden said when he he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Right. You know, the thing.
So getting back to my point about the football last night, for those that don't know, the Miami Dolphins played on Sunday. Tua Tagovailoa was injured, concussed. They allowed him back into the game. Bad move by the Dolphins medical staff. I don't care what Tua is answering at that point. The man had his bell rung. He fell down twice of no volition of on his own. Wasn't like he was touched by anybody. The guy clearly didn't know where he was. I bet you if you asked him five questions of what city he was in, probably couldn't have gotten it right all five times.
Here we go. Then three days later. Sound like that other guy. He's not going to let Carmine play football. No,
but listen, go ahead. 3 days later, you're clearing him to play an NFL game, and he gets his bell rung again with it. He couldn't even move his hands.
How many millions of dollars is Tua again? Yep. That's what I want to know.
Listen,
how many
millions? But they have a very capable backup in Bridgewater who could have played last night. Don't tell me that you didn't have a guy who could have taken the reins. I'm sorry. The Dolphins medical staff needs to be put right on the carpet. They should have been fired last night. And the league needs to investigate the Dolphins. And I think somebody needs to investigate the league.
So are you part of this whole, football has gotten too rough?
No, I don't think football has gotten too rough. I think the problem
it's gotten
less
rough.
No, I think the problem is that the teams are so fixated on making sure that their stars are out there because they need fans in the seats. Because listen, let's face it, people aren't going to as many games as much anymore because the price of the ticket is way too much.
Price of everything.
Too many games during the week and this and that people just can't go to. So they have this need to have these stars out there to justify the salaries that they're paying.
What are you a fan of? What's your number one sport?
My number one sport is football.
Okay.
It's football, baseball, hockey, basketball.
Watching Lucille Ball reruns or whatever it is that you do, what's your number one sport?
I don't know. Does curling count? I like curling.
Have you ever curled?
No, I've never curled.
I was supposed to curl, and we overslept. I was in Buffalo, and we had a little bit of a rough night the night before, and
But here's the other thing, and I'll bring it back to you. You were on the field Monday night, Giants Cowboys. You're with Lawrence Taylor walking on the field. The field at MetLife they're talking about is not good. Turf is terrible.
You got
Sterling Shepard with a non-contact injury. He just touches he touches his leg. Boom, he goes down. They want the turf replaced. I don't understand why the Giants and Jets haven't gotten together and just said, listen, we need to find another option. Now, I don't think putting grass down is the right idea. Both teams use the stadium. It's unsustainable over 16 weeks of the year. Even if you have 2 weeks where the teams aren't playing, it's too much.
If you re-roll fresh turf?
No, well, that, again, becomes cost prohibitive. It's incredibly expensive. Look, I know. They're cranking out cash. But the Green Bay turf.
They're paying these guys $4 million. You can buy a lot of sod.
Understood.
I mean, that's a minimum wage now is $4 million
a year. But the Green Bay turf is a better product. Guys aren't complaining as much that the turf there is bad. They get a lot of cold weather up there. There's a lot of other issues. You don't see people getting a lot of non-contact injuries in Green Bay. Maybe it's time to have that conversation where you go, look, you know what? Maybe it's time to look at this.
Here's what upsets me about the money part and I'm only going to say, it's not just football. It's also baseball now. This whole thing with Amazon Prime.
Right.
Okay? So Luca, my son, is 16 years old. Mm. And, we were talking about, obviously, with the Aaron Judge thing, we're all very focused on baseball and the Mets, and now there's going to be a great,
sure,
hopefully, if it doesn't get all rained out. But I was trying to explain to him what WPIX Channel 11 was, right? I was trying to explain to him how I could take a little black and white television, as long as there was electricity, you pull up the rabbit ears, mm-hmm, and you could watch a Yankee game almost anywhere, right?
Right.
I mean, anywhere within the tri-state area where, sure, you got the signal. And now, I'm not spending money, but it's really an anti, what about the guy who doesn't have Amazon Prime? Watch Yankees,
right.
Now you can't watch, I mean.
Apple TV, this stuff.
It's not cool, man. The big problem
with these streaming services, I always say, is that each one has maybe one, if you're lucky, maybe two things that are so worthwhile for you to watch.
I got caught up with that show. Everyone tells me to go see The Offer, which is the show based on The Godfather.
Right, on Paramount+.
It's on Paramount.
Okay, what is that? Another $9.99 a month?
Exactly.
And I'm like, I'm not a cheap guy, but this stuff adds up, man.
It really adds up.
Absolutely.
And then there's some other new thing on Hulu. Don't you got to pay for Hulu? Also?
Yes.
Well, there's different tiers of Hulu. There's and the regular Hulu.
You need.
With ads
I mean,
that
it's not just my parents anymore who are in their 80s who are overwhelmed by all this. I'm overwhelmed. Then they're like, oh no, just get the Roku stick. I'm like, what the heck is the Roku stick?
Well, I have the Roku TV.
What do you say it again?
No, I have the Roku TV.
Okay, well now,
and that's free to pay for.
And folks, this is Arthur Idala filming for Joe Piscopo, and it's Friday morning, and there's a lot of important stuff going on. But actually, this is actually a big piece of all of our lives. How much absorbing what we normally used to turn on in the good old days and put on. 2, 4, 5
All right, right.
Yeah. 2, 4, 5
So when you talk
7, 9, 11, 13
There's two different things.
And
here,
then
right?
Wait, Al, you remember then you used to go to the UHF channel
right.
And you get like channel 68.
Yep.
Don't say yes, Billy. I got underwear older than you.
Yeah.
Would you stop?
No, but I know.
You know about it, but by the time you were born, it wasn't
there.
It was
the UHF channel.
Well, I know because
channel.
I had rabbit ears in my bedroom for years. We weren't allowed to have cable.
So when you're talking about the NFL and Amazon Prime, if you're a fan of the team, if you're not a fan of the team, but if you live in the area of the team, I believe they have to show the game locally on television if the game is on. So like, in other words, if the Giants are playing on that Thursday night game, one of the broadcast stations in the area, whether it's Channel 11, Channel
accurate?
5, or whatever,
I'm pretty sure. That's not the way with the Yanks.
No. Major League Baseball, it's totally separate. And this is where Major League Baseball is just taking the money and doesn't care about the fan. So designated games on Fridays are set up for Apple TV. Well, if you don't have Apple TV, you can't see the game. Some of the games were put on Peacock on Sundays.
That's
you don't
the,
have Peacock, that's
NBC.
The NBC. Now, as a Comcast subscriber in New Jersey, I get Peacock for free. So it's easy for me to go and find it and whatever and put the game on. But if you don't have it, you can't watch the game.
You know,
Major League Baseball doesn't care about the everyday fan. So if you don't have Peacock or Apple TV or Amazon Prime, they don't care about showing the game to you. That's a game that you're going to miss. They don't care because they're taking the money. They don't care
now,
about the fan.
With the between the Mets and the Yankees, there are like so few games that are on free TV, WOR,
right.
WPIX.
Because those networks don't want to pay the teams anymore to broadcast those games. They say, we'll broadcast X amount of games. We're not going to go beyond that. And this
but
is what
X has become such a small number.
But Amazon has money. You know, Peacock has money. They're willing to shell it out these games.
The other thing is this, and I'm not saying anyone's more busy than someone else, but to like you just said, on Comcast, I get Peacock for free, right? I'm sure with whatever I have, Verizon in Brooklyn,
right.
I'm sure there's stuff that I got on there for free, but like you need a little small doctorate to know, like, okay, you got to program this in, put it in favorites, do
right.
You know what I do now? And I know this is crazy. I throw Luca the remote control. And I'm like, Luca, fine, yes, fine this. Fine.
Right.
I like just get,
you're becoming that guy.
It's too hard, man. It's like, come on, I want to turn on the. I'm working my tail off all day long. I want to sit in the Archie Bunker chair, turn on the thing, and the other thing that
Zan
I love.
Scamadella comes on,
you
watch the news, and that's it.
The other thing that these kids don't get at all, which is hilarious, is that there were the lack of a remote control.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you know, I go, we were kids. So there's no remote control. I go, only my grandparents, they had the remote control. It was a big deal, but it was one channel at a time. Click, click.
Or how about getting up and actually turning the channel?
Well, that's what we had. I mean, we had get up and turn the channel. And man, my parents don't throw anything out. They had that like into the 80s. They were like,
what about the really old TVs? They had to warm up before the
Oh, see, that's when he's watching watching the old reruns or something.
See, I know things.
Well, we are here at the studio here at 111 Broadway. It was a brisk morning. We got some crazy weather going on. Our hearts go out. On a very serious note to everybody down in Florida, we're going to talk about that. Maybe we could try to get Jerry Crowley on today. You think that's in the realm?
Last I checked,
he was powerless. This story breaks my heart. I covered it. It broke on my show last night. The FDNY lieutenant stabbed while she's rendering aid, 61-year-old woman. It's a horrible story. Anyway, you look at it. Lieutenant Allison Russo. I have a law partner, and she's going to get mad at me for saying this, but she's basically the same age. She's a little bit younger. But they could be cousins, the way they look. This woman, Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling, is on the cover of the New York Post and the Daily News. I look at her, and I'm like, that could be Diana's cousin. And, I mean, you know, this is horrible. I mean, she's saving someone's life, and then a relative of the person whose life she's saving comes and runs over and who works at it was getting food from a bodega when a man ran up. Oh, so I'm sorry. The story
she was getting lunch.
It changed when it first broke.
Right. They thought she was rendering aid to somebody, right. And it turns out
I apologize to all of the Piscopo in the morning listeners. I apologize. The story changed between 1 a.m. and now. But I am looking at 6:20. Usually, I've done this enough times. Usually, we got to take a break right around.
Correct.
Right?
Oh, yeah, see?
I know this thing. All right. What are we doing? We're
going traffic with Susie Cerrone.
All right. Let's go with traffic and Susie Cerrone on a Friday morning, 6:20 a.m. Piscopo in the morning.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Clear skies, and we're down to 54 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Not a good start in the Bronx. An overturned car on the Henry Hudson southbound at the Moshaloo Parkway, blocking a lane. You're backed up from McLean Avenue. And good news, bad news. The road work on the Deegan southbound by the Moshaloo is gone, but on the Deegan, you're backed up from McLean Avenue as well. Cross Bronx West, but on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, a stalled tractor trailer in the left lane. Heavy delays from White Plains Road, alternate side in effect. Inbound George Lincoln or Holland, 5 minutes apiece heading into the city. LIE westbound delays from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. No issues right now on the Garden State Parkway, looking good on the thruway as well. Checking your forecast today, becoming cloudy, the high 65 degrees. Tonight, some rain from E, and then cloudy skies tonight, 54 in the city. The weekend, not too great. Some rain Saturday with a high of 58. Sunday, rainy and 60. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
The following is a paid political announcement. Sunday mornings just got a lot more interesting. Be sure to tune into Frankly Speaking with Frank Pallotta, Republican House candidate for U.S. Congress representing New Jersey's 5th District. Frank will be discussing the issues of the day that affect everyone. The economy, crime, veterans affairs, seniors, border security, and much, much more. Don't miss it. Frankly Speaking, Sunday mornings at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Troy Walcott, president and founder of People's Choice Communications, about Local 3 members being forced into a multi-year strike against Spectrum. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st, for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Katz at Night with John Katzimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Not, and they were here recently about, I want to say, a month and a half.
Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
I the lead singer's a big bald guy.
Who's
a lawyer.
Really?
Yeah. This is about their second album, the tune that you just played. Midnight Oil's a band from Australia. I have seen them live many times. They are excellent live. And speaking of bald guys being singing in a band... Al, we put this on a Friday so you could attend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a little reunion of my high school band.
Is that right?
Friday, December 16th. Now, I know you may have a big beer tasting or something in Jersey, but this is going to be my office Christmas party, which I believe you've attended in the past. But this is going to be a wild one.
You're doing it on a Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
I mean, I'm trying to accommodate people like you. Got to wake up.
You don't
got to
accommodate. It's just me.
Won't go.
No, I didn't say that.
Wow.
Really?
No, Al's attendance record is pretty good. Hey, thank God he came on the client cruise. Yeah. You blew us off.
That's true.
I mean, at least I had someone to hang out with. Al and I spent some
quality
time.
I'm still waiting to see Al in Atlantic City around New Year's time.
New Year's Eve?
No, I will never attend New Year's Eve.
I'm just curious.
Why would I want to sit in a room with a bunch of people that I don't want to talk to on a regular basis, and now I got to talk to them in a room? The vast majority of the people that this particular gentleman invites to New Year's Eve are people that I would never want to talk to begin with.
But sometimes there's like four of them.
No, that's all right.
All right.
That's all right.
I do want to congratulate Joe Sibilia. He is filling in for the great Kara.
Yes.
What exactly are you doing, Sibilia?
So I have to do...
This is a serious topic because people ask me a lot about radio and how radio is made and what we do. So Kara is in Italy with Mr. Piscopo and company. And you're filling in on her job as well as your own job.
More or less. So I'm doing the regular producing stuff I do, so booking the guests, trying to prep you with different information that you may need throughout the show. But also, I'm putting together the vast majority of all the social media posts that go out this week and next week.
Does that mean? What do you
actually have to do? Essentially, it's not that difficult, but I got to put together a whole guest graphic in the morning that goes out around the beginning of the show. Each time a guest is coming up, I have to put together a post that's promoting that guest coming up.
Did you get, like, training for this? Or you figured this out?
She sent me some sort of a guide that she put together via email, so I've been going by that. So she's made it fairly painless, but it's still just extra work that I have to get done. So,
okay. You know. I mean,
why is Jerry O'Connell on the graphic not looking at the camera? Like, everybody else is looking straight. O'Connell is looking off in the distance.
Oh,
like,
is this really the minutia we're going to get to?
I don't care. I'm just saying, when we post stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a reason why I use that picture, because the picture he has on his Twitter, I'm fairly certain, is not him. So then I have to look for a picture that, we're not going to get sued for using.
So, Joe,
that's not his Twitter, though. That's from Wikipedia, and that's it's, probably not copyrighted.
Let me tell you something. Jerry O'Connell, who's going to be on the program today, was fantastic on the show Sliders. I love that
show. Oh, yeah.
Well, one of my favorites.
Is that about eating small hamburgers?
No, he developed a device that allowed him to travel to alternate Earths. And every week they couldn't get back home to their Earth, but him and...
Isn't that Quantum Leap?
No.
It's like a Star Trek episode or something?
Sort of. Quantum Leap is he goes into different bodies time.
Right.
Which there's a remake now on NBC. But what they would do is they would jump to different Earths. They'd have to solve a problem. Like one of the first episodes, they had to invent penicillin because this particular Earth was dying of disease, and they'd never invented penicillin. And they figured out know, what the problem was, and then they move on to the next nerve.
Yeah, well, I needed some penicillin back in college, but those days are open now. Wait, I got, so, Billy, hold on. I got a direct message or whatever you call those DMs from an avid listener.
Oh, please.
That wants to know the fact that you had to do Kara's job.
Yeah.
Do you think it diminished your abilities to do your job and book, you know, A-level guests?
Or, oh, I mean, wow.
Did it water down your ability to be a producer on the show because you were also being the technical director?
No, because, you know, Kara's job is so concentrated to within the 4 hours that I'm doing the show. It's not so much booking the show to track from. It's more the other stuff that I do in the morning, you know, that
like brushing your teeth? Is that why?
Yes, brushing my teeth. Okay. That's exactly what it is that it's detracting from. Well,
I mean, here's another question I have, and I don't know. You could take the fifth. When someone like me or Borelli or whoever is filling in for Piscopo, do you have to use an alternate guest list, or are you allowed to book regular Piscopo guests?
I plead
or,
the fifth.
Or is there no directive? Okay, we're pleading the fifth.
I plead the fifth on that.
Here at 6:30 on a Friday morning, you're learning how radio is made. You know, people ask me about my show and how I'm very lucky. This is Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo. And thanks to Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce, I have my own show at 6 p.m. Every day, 5 days a week. And people ask me, you know, how I do it. And I have no problem telling you the first month was rough. The first month was, I think I started January 10th. And it's like anything else. It's like, you know, when you learn how to ride a bicycle, you fall off a couple times, skin your knee. But thanks to help, and I'm being very sincere, of Joe Sebelia and others, my friend Joan Pelzer, who has done what you do now for Kara, has done for my law firm for several years, handling the social media aspect. Joan has really grown into the job of being a producer, which is basically what you do. So
she eats, breathes, and sleeps Idala, Bertuna, and Caymans, and all the social media.
Well,
she's a genius.
Genius could be a stretch.
No, genius in the realm of social media. I put it that way. She knows what she
still
what she's
could be
doing.
A stretch, but yeah, she's working on it. But she's really grown, and I think you said this. She's really grown into the job.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, she came into really producing with, and I don't say this as you know,
with zero.
She really didn't have much of a background.
Yeah,
in that,
she would. So Al, like my first month, I was coming into the studio where we are, and I have a 1 hour show, which you could tell the listeners. A 1 hour show, when you cut out commercials, is what, 44?
About 44 minutes.
So she would come in, and for 44 minutes, she would sit basically where you are next to you and give me about 52 stories to cover in 44 minutes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you think?
That's a lot.
But better to be overprepared.
Well, but it's not prepared. It's more like getting hit with a bunch of balls. It's like I was in one of those ball pits, and there's things coming. And I want it to be a New York-centric show. And she's like, okay, Arthur, the dam broke in Texas. Oh. And the people over there in this little town called the cattle. Is flooding. I'm like, Joan, we're going to New York, Joan. We're focusing on New York. Last I looked, Texas is not in New York. But I'm assuming at this point, but now she's really grown into it.
And yes.
Like my parents, I have a routine that I speak to my parents every morning, and they'll ask me, like, who's on the show tonight? And like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea who's on my show tonight. But I'm very fortunate that she kind of sets all of that up, and then she does give me a little packet, and I'm able to read it.
To kind of answer an earlier question you asked, and you mentioned how you kind of explained to Joe and you want it to be a New York-centric show. That is one difference when Joe is out. I do try and tailor whoever I book to the guest host and maybe who they want to talk to.
So like Hair Club for Men would be on today.
Yeah, if you specify that. No, but you, I know you like a lot of more local New York centric stuff. So I try
well,
to.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, Joe's, this is a national show. Joe's
yes,
got like a
exactly.
national audience.
They, I mean, we have a big audience, you know.
Yeah, and they want to hear about what's going on in Washington and Pelosi and, like, you know, which is fine. But that's. There are too many people, including Joe Piscopo, who are very, very good at that. And it, just my own listening pleasure. I'm a very simple person who lives a complex life, but you know, I kind of just want to hear what's going on and you know, right, like where what
in
affects
your backyard,
what affects me, what's going on in D.C. It affects me, I guess, but it's so far out of my ability to adjust, move the dial. Like today, immediately after the show, I have a call with members of the Judicial Screening Committee who actually appoint judges to, you know, they're going to ask my opinion on certain individuals who are applying to be judges or reapplying to be judges again. I feel like I'm doing something. You know, I am participating in the process. And I like to be the participant as opposed to the observer, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
How about you, Sibylia? You like to participate?
I do. I'm very, I think you know, I'm very much a hands-on person.
Well, I don't want to hear about your sex life.
Well,
oh, sorry.
But
wow.
No.
Well, 6:35.
But I'm the kind of person, I like to get things done. I don't like to sit by and wait for, go through a whole lot of rigmarole to progress. I like to, I'm a go-getter. I like to get things finished.
Right. So, The ultimate question I have for you now that you're doing all this stuff,
yeah.
How much does the social media aspect affect the show in and of itself?
Oh, I think a great deal, because I think a lot of people listen online in the first place, so the people who listen online are more apt to be on social media. And the people on social media, find out what's going on the show
from the
alerts, from the tweets, from Facebook.
So what, and I'm going to agree with you, even though I wish that wasn't the case. But, I mean, so many people tell me that they listen to the show because either right before or right at the beginning, Joan comes up with something that pops up on Facebook with a little click. And they're like,
it reminds you that the show's coming
up. It's a reminder, and it's easy. You just click the link, and all of a sudden, there I am. And
listen, a lot of people in New York don't have cars. They don't have the radio on in their car. They may be sitting at home.
And these people who drive these Teslas, guess what? They don't even have an AM band.
This is true.
Cthulhu, I'd like to hear from you as a radio guy.
What's that?
No AM band in the Tesla. You buy a $125,000 car.
Exactly why I wouldn't buy it.
There's no AM.
I want a radio. First of all, I'm disgusted that I don't even have a CD player in my current car, which is only 3 years old. It's AM, FM, or... You've got to either hook up your phone or you got to get Sirius XM. So there isn't even an option anymore for a CD player, which is kind of annoying. And it's not like I can just take my phone, hook up my Bluetooth, and then just pop in my, my YouTube or some other app, like iHeartRadio or something like that. You have to connect it with a wire. Why? We're in the day and age now. My technology, if I can connect with my Bluetooth wirelessly, and to talk to people on the phone, it should be able to pick up everything else.
Well, I mean, obviously the new ones, dude. So I...
Yeah, but my car's a 2019. It's not new. I mean, come on.
That's new.
Yeah, well,
yes, you're correct. It should be. Well, I have one of my old cars, I got a new radio put into it.
Right.
Now, they put the new radio in, and now I'm going to sound like my parents because my mom got an iPhone. She's like, where's the instruction manual? And there is no, right?
No.
There's no instruction manual.
Well, the instruction manual is this big, and you need glasses better than the
ones. Yeah, but it doesn't exist.
Right.
Probably on the phone.
Exactly.
Right.
But so on my thing, you know what? It says source. So it's like AM, FM, and now it pops up Pandora. It's like on the screen Spotify, and I think there's a third one. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So I'm sure there's some way to program in my Pandora stuff. And then,
right.
But it's like, but you know what I love, Al? I still have my first car I ever bought. It's a 1986 Alfa Romeo. I bought it for $1,900. So over the years, I put money into it. It looks beautiful. I got cassettes.
There you go.
That's impressive.
I swear I got cassettes.
Go. And they don't get tangled up. You're not getting the pencil and trying
to... Don't jinx me. I think it's 6:38 on a Friday morning. We're trying to keep it fun. We're trying to keep it light as my heart breaks for the family of Allison Russo, the lieutenant in the FDNY, who was stabbed senselessly yesterday. As I'm looking at the television of what's going on in Florida, and the flooding is unbelievable. The death toll is going to be through the roof. There's plenty of other serious stuff to talk about. We got a full guest list of Anthony Pope, Paul DiGiacomo, Nicole Gelinas.
Gelinas.
Okay, you say Gelinas, I say Gelinas. Gelinas. Let's call the whole thing off. John Barr, Christian Toto, and Jerry O'Connell. We're going to have a lot of fun on a fun Friday. But coming up now, Al, is... the traffic? Or you? Oh, wow. Al Cthulhu with his number... Who is number 17 on the Mets?
Come on. Are you kidding
me? Is that guy right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Keith Hernandez.
Oh, bro, I apologize.
Really?
I'm
White was eight.
I'm thinking, I'm thinking current. He's sick. He's out. He's an injured reserve.
He fell. He broke his shoulder.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No Keith Hernandez in the booth. But you break your shoulder, you can't announce a game. I'm calling wussification. Come on. Pop a couple of oxycodone, you know, get addicted and move on out. All right, let's have the news with Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
54 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is unveiling bus priority lanes in Queens as the agency works to improve service citywide. The nearly 3.5 mile stretch runs through Long Island City and Astoria. Officials say it'll improve three routes that typically carry 29,000 passengers daily, which includes the Q66, Q69, and Q100. And it'll also serve two of NYCHA's largest developments, the Queens Bridge and Ravenswood Houses. The project also focused on redesigning streets to improve pedestrian safety at several major intersections. New Jersey sending National Guard members down to Florida as parts of the state recover from Hurricane Ian. Governor Murphy says 135 guardsmen from Jersey will support relief efforts and another 40 military and support vehicles will be sent to assist the hurricane response team. Murphy says his team is continuing to monitor the storm as it heads further north. They're prepared to support where it's needed. A Category 4 storm hit the Sunshine State on Wednesday, is currently considered the fourth strongest hurricane to make landfall in Florida. In sports, Yankees and Mets were off last night. The Bombers will open up a series with the Orioles at the stadium as Aaron Judge needs one more home run to break the American League single-season record. With just six games remaining in the season, one game separating them each in the standings, the Braves welcome in the Mets for a set of three. If the Mets win two out of three, it's over. They're the winners of the National League East. And this sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear skies, 54 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. What a mess in the Bronx today. Deegan South and at the Moshaloo Parkway. Roadwork is gone, but now a stalled tractor trailer has two lanes out, so you're horrible southbound on the Deegan slash Thruway from Yonkers Avenue. Henry Hudson South at the Moshaloo, that's an overturn blocking a lane. And then the Cross Bronx West, but on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, a stalled tractor trailer in the left lane. Inbound George 20 for the upper 10 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 10, Holland 5 to 10 from either approach. No issues so far on the Garden State Parkway or along the New York State Thruway north or southbound, making your way between Westchester and the Tarrytown area. Checking your forecast for today, cloudy with a high of 65 degrees. Tonight, some rain from Ian, cloudy and 54. Saturday, some rain with a high of 58. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Charging a cell phone can be like getting a booster shot. A booster is given to enhance or restore protection after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You know, we just had our annual client cruise, and what a great event. And it always is, right? It's a fantastic time because we always charter the Atlantis yacht with Captain Fred and New York Cruises. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail, and our clients love it. And if you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, there's no other way to go than with New York Cruises for an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Picturesque New York City skyline views, gourmet food, bar menu. What's not to love? Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, bar mitzvah, birthday, retirement party, anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. You will love Captain Fred. 212-633-1231. That's 633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com and see how Captain Fred and his first-class yacht crew will make your special occasion an unforgettable day. That's NewYorkCruises.com.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, this message is for you. Congress has passed $80 billion in funding to more than double the size of the IRS. 87,000 new IRS employees means more audits, collections, and penalties. This will make the IRS larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Control combined. Now is the time to call Civic Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS $37,000. Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Their tax resolution specialists can stop the IRS from taking money out of your paycheck.
With Civic Tax Relief, they were able to save me upwards of $80,000 that I would have had to pay.
For your free tax relief information, call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
800-506-5803.
Joe on the radio, love telling you about folks like Sandra in Minnesota. She's been dealing with back pain for years. And you know how cold it gets in Minnesota, right? Well, seems like the cold only makes the pain worse. But Sandra heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, decided to try it. And even though she doubted it, it worked, and she loves it, and she's out of pain. Same thing happened with me. Matter of fact, I'm taking Relief Factor as we speak, taking my first package of the day, you know, little packet of the day. I love being able to tell you that hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. So we want you to be out of pain. And your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to, please, get yourself out of pain by going to relieffactor.com.
Secular Live. Coming up this afternoon at 4. At AM 970. The Answer.
Australian theme morning. I'm going Men at Work. We're going Men at Work.
In Excess.
All right. Hey, I'm all
very
there.
Nice.
Eventually, you can explain to Sibilia who these bands are.
Right. Well, great song from their second album, Cargo, their follow-up to their first one that had all their big hits. But this song is specifically about war and nuclear war and how, you know, the world doesn't know what they're doing. I mean, they wrote this back in 1983. You could use it today with Putin and, you know, all the nonsense that's going on in the
Ukraine. Your friend Roger Waters used it like crazy at his concert. I went to go see Roger Waters, who was one of the founding members of Pink Floyd.
Right.
I saw him 4 years ago. I saw him at Barclays Center. He was fantastic.
I saw that. That's the show I saw at the Meadowlands. Prudential Center.
Yeah.
We had the big pig.
The big pig with Trump's face on it. But okay, whatever. He made a little bit of a statement. This show, Al, every song had a political, he made a speech before every song, and I disagreed with a lot of it, but even if I agree with it, I'm like, I'm not going to a concert to be lectured about, you know, what's going on. I mean, I'll turn on CNN if I want to hear that.
And that's my big problem with artists today that bother me a lot, is the fact that they're using their vehicle, and I get it, they're trying to educate people, they're trying to, you know, whatever, but you're not going to influence people, especially the older generation. People's views are set in a certain way. You're not gonna sway them one way or the other. Nobody's done that. They try to do it on social media. They're trying to do it with music. When guys like that, when Waters did that at his concert 4 years ago, you know what I did? Went to the bathroom. All right, you have your little political speech.
But if you went to the bathroom every time you did this concert, you'd have diarrhea, God forbid.
Right, exactly.
Do we have some calling in right now?
We got an alert from Italy. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Joe Piscopo.
The espresso is warm. The mozzarella is being churned out as we speak, and they're slicing up some fresh tomatoes. Giuseppe, sono Arturo Aidala. Buongiorno, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Arthur. I'm on the bus. I'm with Debbie Duhame. She's doing the traffic on our way to Pompeii.
Oh, that's and I miss my Debbie.
I wanted to say I love you. I thank you. Sound great, by the way. Frankie Volpe was listening to you, and you sound great. And wanted to send Al and Nick Jr. and Joey Sibilia love from Italy, and everybody's on the bus. Tell it's a hi to Arthur and everybody.
Hey, buongiorno, buon pomeriggio, buon pomeriggio. Joe, let me give you a little bit of a serious, positive breaking news that's Italian-oriented. 2 days ago, I got a text from someone I know very well in City Hall. with this proclamation that they not the city council was trying to pass some law eliminating Columbus Day. And it's Indigenous People Day, and we're going to reimagine it. And I really started bugging out, and you know, I'm calling Angelo Vivolo, and he's actually in Italy, and we're going to do this big thing. And then yesterday, big breaking news in the New York Post: the one issue that Governor Hochul and Lee Zeldin agree on is that whoever is the governor next year, Columbus Day is in the books. It's not going anywhere. They're both marching in the parade this year, and that Columbus Day needs to be part of the culture in the state of New York.
Yeah,
so I was thrilled about that.
I got to tell you, we are, and I talked to Angelo's in town, and he's at John Cabot University. He's on the board there. So we chatted with Arthur. Angelo Vivolo is the head of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Not only are we doing the parade on Monday, not only Al knows, we're broadcasting live from the Columbus Citizens Foundation and celebrating Columbus Day. I didn't get a chance to talk about it at length, but I just got the from Fox News, and it's actually Fox Nation. They are doing a show. Get ready for this. And they came to me. They're doing a show called Uncanceling Columbus.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
It is an objective overview of Christopher Columbus. And it weighs both sides, but it tells everybody how important Columbus Day is to the Italians and to the Italian-American community. That is on that box. They put, I tell you what, it's a great documentary. Well, you got to see it.
All kidding aside, though, Joe, we got to get that from Fox Nation, because I have a feeling the people watching Fox Nation feel that way. We got to get it on CNN. We got to get it on MSNBC.
Yeah, CNN's going to line up for that.
Well, listen, Joe, with your power, and real quick before...
Wolf Blitzer's going, I don't like Italians. I know this guy, you know.
Giuseppe, before you go, I got to throw you another compliment, Joe. I just want to give you one more compliment. One more compliment for Piscopo. Last night, I'm at a very prestigious award ceremony for the judges of the Southern District of New York at the Water Club. It was a beautiful event. And I'm sitting next to Ray Kelly, Commissioner Kelly. And I mentioned that I'm coming on the show today. And he doesn't talk about what a great radio show you host you are, what a great comedian you are, about your storied career on Saturday Night Live. You know what he says to me? He goes, have you ever heard him play the drums? He goes, he's unbelievable on the drums. I was like, yes. Sing, sing, sing.
Arthur, you're the best. Thank you for that. Because we were at the WABC event. You were right there, Arthur. And Mr. Crowley was there as well, our boss, and John. And it's a love fest between the two stations. It really is. So I looked at the crowd, we put the lights up. We were just going a mile a minute celebrating what WABC's 100th anniversary. By the way, you're listening to AM 970, The Answer. Thank you. But I said to Ray Kelly, I said, Ray, for all you've done, longest serving commissioner in the NYPD, Ray Kelly, a genius and a brilliant man and a great law enforcement person. So I said, this is for you. I dedicated the solo to him. We did the solo. Arthur, remember, he came over after the solo. He goes, thanks, Joe. That was unbelievable, right?
He was very...
I know you got a break, but Debbie Duhame's in the house. Debbie! We love you, Debbie.
Debbie, we miss you, Debbie. I wish I was there with you guys. I really do. But
Arthur, you know what? The last time, as I tell everybody on the bus now, I switched bus. I'm with Marco's now. I'm on Marco's bus now, you know. Marco! Marco Polo, he's our guy, and we came over with Olivia, my dear Olivia's here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Joe, do you have any idea how red...
I put him on stage. After the show, they came to me and said, Joe, who? Unbelievable, these kids. They were unbelievable.
Piscopo, do you have any idea how red Gattulo's face is right now, giving me that break signal? He's about to have a small aneurysm. We got a break, man! We got a break!
Great! Break, I know. I'll let you go, but man, we just wanted to send our very best. And Arthur actually joined us last time on the Perillo trip, and hopefully there'll be many, many more.
I got your boy Anthony Pope next hour. I'm very excited to hang out with him.
Give Anthony a big hug. We'll all go to Italy together. I love you, Joey. Thank you, and Kara and Debbie send the love, and everybody.
We miss Kara tremendously.
Arrivederci.
All right, be good, Joe Piscopo.
Ti voglio bene.
From the traffic in Pompeii and Vesuvio to the traffic here in the tri-state area, let's hit it.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
clear skies and a chilly 54 in the city. What's going on? We have the answers. Troubles now in Queens. A crash on the Belt Parkway westbound at Merrick Boulevard. That has one lane out. Then you've got delays on the LIE westbound, really slow from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard, but the worst of it in the Bronx. Deegan South, but at the Moshaloo Parkway, a stalled tractor trailer blocking two lanes, delays from Yonkers Avenue. And if you're thinking, well, I'll take the Sawmill / Henry Hudson down, that's an accident blocking two left lanes, heavy delays from the Cross County Parkway. There is still a stalled tractor trailer on the Cross Bronx westbound on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's in the left lane, delays from the Bruckner. Alternate side is in effect, checking the Hudson River crossings. The inbound George, 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 10, Holland 5 to 10 minutes from either approach. No issues on the Garden State Parkway or along the thruway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Michael's of Brooklyn's where you got to go. It's right there on Avenue R and O Street in Brooklyn, New York. Here's the number, because everybody's going, and I want you to be able to get a reservation there. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can join their Sauce of the Month Club. If you're around the country listening, you know you can go to the supermarket, pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody, and I mean everybody, I text pictures out or I tweet them out. There's people who send me pictures of Michael's of Brooklyn, and then they stock up with Michael's of Brooklyn, which is great. We appreciate it. You're going to love it. The Arrabbiata Puttanesca, fresh marinara, Michael's of Brooklyn. But call if you're going to go and you want to go. Fred is there, and Johnny and Marianne and Michael and the great family is there, right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Starting out with some sunshine to start the day today, then becoming a little bit more cloudy by the afternoon, highs reaching up to 65 degrees, and then will remain cloudy in the evening. Rain showers from Tropical Rainstorm Ian arrives late overnight with a low of 54. This rain will continue both tomorrow and Sunday. There are going to be some dry pockets, so it's not a total washout, but there could be some heavy rain at times. High will be 58 tomorrow and then 60 on Sunday. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzenmatidis at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Who was that, Cthulhu?
That's AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
Now,
are Australian.
I know for a fact I did not know that.
Right.
All right. Is there any other, since we're winding down the 6 a.m. hour, which was Australian hour, is there any other bands from Australia we're leaving out here?
The Divinals.
What about Olivia Newton-John? We could have done a
little
song.
Well, we could have done that.
Let's get physical.
That,
but, yeah, you know, Jerry O'Connell, who will be on with us at 9:40 today, he was in a very Australia-centric movie, Kangaroo Jack.
Right. So we're going to come back in the 7 o'clock hour with Anthony Pope. We're going to talk a little bit about the lieutenants of the FDNY who senselessly murdered yesterday. It breaks my heart, and what's going on in Florida. Don't go away. We're going to have a great 7 o'clock hour.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.